I'm Alex Keefe, and this is VPR News. Federal officials want Vermont to make a big cut in the amount of pollution it lets flow into Lake Champlain. Well, today they announced those new pollution reduction targets, and the state also outlined what it plans to do to hit that goal. As VPR's Taylor Dobbs reports, that's just the beginning of the hard work ahead.
Standing near Lake Champlain with families swimming behind him on Burlington's North Beach, Governor Peter Shumlin said the complicated process that's played out over the past 7 years is all in pursuit of a simple goal.
Our goal is to ensure that when the folks coming down this road wanting to camp here, swim here, and enjoy this waterway, when anglers want to go fishing, when people and animals want to swim, dogs, that we will have clean water to swim in.
Friday's announcement was twofold. Federal officials released a draft of lake pollution targets that require a 34% overall reduction in phosphorus pollution from the state of Vermont. At the same time, state officials released phase one of the state's plan to meet those goals. EPA's New England Regional Administrator, Kurt Spalding, said he was very happy with the state's approach to cleaning up the lake. He said it's rare to see a multi-agency approach like Vermont's, which includes the agencies of natural resources, agriculture, transportation, and community and economic development.
And I don't get often the opportunity to say this, and I don't know how many legislative leaders are here, but the fact that the Vermont legislature stood up and owned an environmental issue, an economic issue, a cultural issue, an historic issue, took it all in and acted with a systemic understanding of the problem, that is really unique.
Officials warned that while putting the plan together was a major undertaking, implementing it will take even more, especially because Vermont's cleanup plan includes discharge permits for roadways in the state, stricter rules on farm runoff, new logging and development regulations, and even allowing rivers to reclaim their natural routes where they've been corralled by human activity. Officials say the plan will require effort and resources from across the state in order to work.
No question we all have a lot of work to do, and we're all in this together. So it's going to change life on the ground. The good news is this is a true partnership where we have committed to raising the resources to not only do the education, but help farmers, help municipalities make the investments that they have to make to get this right. So it's a new world, but it's backed up by federal and state and private dollars.
The new pollution targets are coming because the Conservation Law Foundation sued EPA in 2008 for not setting high enough standards for Vermont to meet. The settlement in that case required new pollution targets. Officials are confident the new plan will clean up the lake and eventually put an end to the toxic cyanobacteria blooms that have plagued the lake in recent years. Chris Killian is a senior attorney for the Conservation Law Foundation. He says his team will be taking a close look at the plan to make sure it will bring Vermont back into compliance with the Federal Clean Water Act.
And we can't wait decades. We can't wait and rely on future EPA administrators and future governors 10, 15, 20, 30 years from now to get to clean water. The law requires more than that. So we'll be taking a hard look at the plan and providing our input over the course of the next several months.
The EPA is accepting public comments on the new pollution targets in a series of meetings starting later this month. For VPR News, I'm Taylor Dobbs.